Texans postcast. The Utah Jazz fall in overtime to the Philadelphia 76ers, 131-123. A bunch of plays don't go the Jazz way. I'm guessing you think a bunch of calls didn't go the Jazz way. It was a tough one to finish the first half of the season on, and the Jazz fall, losing three of their last four to close out the season. The Jazz fall. It is postcast. I have not have a camera, and I'm aware of that, and I have no idea why that is. So I apologize for that tonight. We don't know. I have no idea why the camera's not working, or what camera should be working, or why it's not working. But we'll just do the show regularly with your comments and your thoughts. It's kind of weird that way. But on the screen, you actually get your comments and your thoughts on this one. So the Jazz fall tonight to the 76ers. There's a bunch of calls there that are strange. The Royce O'Neal, let's walk through a few of them. The biggest one is the Royce O'Neal out-of-bounds call. Tim Lacombe is telling me that what the officials said was that the ball hit the official. And so that was why that call did not go for the Jazz, that the ball hit the official. If that's true, that's the right call. I didn't think there was necessarily a foul on that final play with Rudy Gobert, Joel Embiid going up to the rim. Hard to tell. Rudy definitely had made contact with his forearm on his side, but hard to see that that was a foul. In fairness, the game's maybe sort of over by then. Maybe not. I mean, it's 126-123. Curry's, I guess, made the technical free throw on that. So if the Jazz get that rebound, they're down three with 50 seconds left, so they're still fine. You know, I definitely think that there's an aspect here where the Jazz, you know, didn't get a benefit of a whistle. I guess that's the one, right? Like, if we really get into it, if the Royce call's made correctly, some of this just is an unfortunate night in the sense that, you know, Joel Embiid hits an incredible three late. Embiid makes a bunch of great plays late going at Rudy. And the Jazz really were not very good late in the ballgame. Donovan Mitchell does not have a good second half in this ballgame. Donovan, third quarter for Donovan tonight, he goes 3 of 9. He does hit 2 threes. Fourth quarter, he goes 3 of 8. So he's 6 of 17. In the second half, and overtime, the Jazz go 1 of 10. He's 0 for 5. He's kind of snapped and threw a bunch of prayers late. So that wasn't great against a good team. A few of our weaknesses showed up. We just do not have multiple wing defenders. They went Tobias Harris hard at Bojan Bogdanović late. You know, none of this shows up if Embiid's miracle three doesn't fall at the end of that. But we couldn't stop Tobias Harris, which we couldn't do in the last matchup either. And if Royce O'Neal's going to guard Ben Simmons, then they have another guy they can go to. And frankly, Embiid's good enough. He occupies Rudy. That's a pretty darn good basketball team that you're trying to stop at that point in time. And we weren't able to get those stops late in the ballgame. So, and you know, one of the things Quinn had talked about, he wanted us to continue to see if we could play fast when a game slowed down. I'm not sure that we really were able to do that tonight. I don't know that we played with that kind of speed that Quinn wants us to play with late in the game. Hey, I just enabled the camera and got it to work. So nice to see you all. I don't really like the way this chat thing looks, so maybe we'll find a way to turn that off at some point here. So anyway, interesting, you know, ball game, disappointing loss, frankly, for the Jazz. To lose 3 out of 4 as they head to the break is not ideal. But we also, you know, we split with the 76ers home and away, and they've got the best record in the East, so that's not a crazy concept here. You know, it was a pretty great game. So we'll see. I'll have to go back and watch it to see whether or not I agree with the concept that we got robbed in this ballgame. So Adam, this is the biggest complaint. Adam says that the review of the out-of-bounds play was complete crap. No excuse for that one. From what Tim Lacombe told me, the ruling on this is that the ball hit the official, and if that's the case, then that's the right call. And that's disappointing, but that's still the right call. So I'm not sure if that's what they called, then I'm not sure what our gripe is along the way. Here's the optimist. This is probably the best thing that could have happened right before the All-Star game. True or false? We can go with true. You know, we were great for a long time this year. We never really thought we were going to be like the fifth best team in NBA history. We really never thought we were going to go win 40 of like 42. But we've got, you know, I thought we were much better tonight than we were in our previous game in New Orleans. I mean, I generally thought we were pretty good tonight. They're just really good too. We weren't great down the stretch. We got caught up a little bit. We weren't going to the rim. We weren't getting the line enough. You know, so we weren't great late. I mean, but then also on the other end, Embiid just hits a like crazy shot. We had won the shot making game up to that point in the make or miss league. We were the advantage, and then Embiid makes the play. But you know, 106-104, Royce misses a nice little layup. Happens. Donovan at 4:43. Donovan misses a layup. Rudy misses the follow. Donovan misses a 21-foot jumper that was kind of out of rhythm with 4:10 left. Donovan hits a three to give us a 109-107 lead. Bogdanovich hits the three to give us 112-109 lead. Rudy makes a dunk on a beautiful play from Royce O'Neal with 2:18. So, I mean, now we've suddenly scored on three out of five possessions. I don't know more, what more you can ask. Donovan turns it over with the – we lead at 114-111. We could never get that second possession. In the meantime, Embiid has now scored on three or five possessions. He's been pretty great. Hard to complain. Donovan misses a three-footer. Rudy packs it. So now we've scored on four out of eight possessions. Like, that's pretty good. It's 116-113. The killer possession to me is Donovan misses a three. We get the rebound. Donovan misses a shot that's blocked by Embiid. Donovan gets it, misses again. That was the killer possession with 30 seconds left. If we score on one of those three attempts, we're up 118-113 with 30 seconds left and the game's over. Harris now gets a layup. Conley goes and makes both free throws. Embiid hits a miracle three. Like, really, it's not as bad. Like, it feels terrible. You start to break this down and look at it. We didn't get a lot of stops late because Embiid was amazing. The game's just close. Like, it's just a good game between two good teams, right? Like, it's 101-97 with 7 minutes left, and they hit a shot. We hit a shot. It's 103-101. We go up 106-101 with 5:46 left, and Seth Curry gets free to hit a three. Like, that, they're good. They have the best record in the East. So a little bit of this is just two really, really good teams playing each other in Philadelphia on a grinder, and their star, Joel Embiid, was great. And then Tobias Harris made a bunch of plays late, but I'm not, you know, Joel was great, and he's not done that before. Joel was great. I want to complain about the refs, would justify in doing so, but Embiid was incredible. Yeah, I mean, Jason, the more I kind of digest this game, that's where I go. Michael says, tough loss, but a playoff-type game. We need games like this to figure out how to close. That's probably the most truthful comment. We'd only played 25 minutes of clutch time the whole game. At the end of the game, it becomes the Donovan Mitchell show, and that's what the coaches actually want. No, the coaches actually want us to push, but if we can't get stops and get the ball out of the basket. And frankly, what I just showed you is that the Donovan Mitchell show wasn't that bad, right? Like, if we just take the final 5 minutes, or we can take it from the five-minute mark, we go 0 for 1, 0 for 2. This is on score on possessions. 1 for 3 with a 3, 2 for 4, 3 for 5, turnover, 3 of 6, dunk, follow, offensive rebound, 4 of 7, 4 of 8, Conley makes the free throws. So we were 4 of 8 on possessions late in the game. Then Conley makes the free throws. We're 5 of 9. Then we miss. We're 5 of 10. Like, with a few threes in there, I don't think you can ask for much more than that offensively. We weren't terrible. We just weren't. You know, most of the comments in our chat room are about the disgusting officiating. I'm curious to what actually those calls are that everyone's so mad about. But, I mean, it was a tough – they let him play on both sides pretty hard. The one thing concerning is our late game management to go 0-3 in Miami, New Orleans, and Philadelphia with one possession games late is the only issue. Yeah. We have not played a lot of close games. We've been blowing people out. Jared says, we must stop the narrative that Donovan is a superstar. He's a really good player, and I love his game. He's not a superstar. Superstars win these games. He's fantastic, but not a superstar. Prove me wrong. I mean, I think he's won some of these games. I mean, he's a fourth-year player. There are a lot of fourth-year players that carry teams to, you know, that aren't LeBron James. He's not LeBron James. He's not Kawhi Leonard. He's not Paul George. He's pretty dang good, though. So, you know, he's pretty good. Amos, Rudy exposed by Embiid. Embiid was great late. We have not seen a lot of players do that to Rudy late. Rudy owned him for the rest of the night. Before that, he was not having a good night against Rudy. Jazz against contenders when the opposing team isn't missing an all-star. Lakers 0-0, Clippers 1-1, Suns 0-1, Nets 0-1. Well, that's not the Nets team. Like, that doesn't count. Sixers 0-1. All right, so we're 1-3. Really, let's be honest, we're 1-3. Okay, great. What's your point? What do you want to be? Like, what do you think we should be? Sixers, like, so we got that game at home and we win. Same thing. We're at home. You get that little edge. You win that one point. That one play goes our direction at home. Is it all better then? Then we're 2-3 or 2-2 because I think the Nets thing is kind of garbage. And the Nets, by the way, Durant didn't play in that game, so it shouldn't really count. I think that's garbage. I just, like, what do you want to be? Like, 5-1? Like, you can't be that. These teams are good. So I don't really know what that is. Hook and OT on Donovan was another awful call. Okay. I didn't have to see it again. Is it worth to bring Brantley or Joe in for Bogey? I mean, if Bogey can't defend, we're going to have to do something about it. This was not a good trip for Bogey's defense. I think that is true. We got robbed. Terrible defense. Terrible officiating. Adam says we don't have a right to argue about the officiating. I think we've reached our apex today. I love you, Locke. You're like after game therapy. I'm chilling right now. Thank you. No, it's a little bit for me too. Like, it's hard when you call a game to actually know what's going on and to feel it and then to try to go back and look at it. Like, yeah, I mean, just don't think we were as bad as we think we were. I just think it was a really close game down the stretch, possession by possession, and Embiid hits a big shot. Conley misses one. It's a lot of plays in there. It goes one way or another and the game swings. And That's what these games are when you have two of the best teams in the league. They're really good. I mean, they got two all-stars too, and Joel was great. Like, I didn't know Joel could do that to Rudy. Do we need a wing defender just for late game situations? Forget their ability to hit shots, just a defender. Maybe. Yes, maybe. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great all-star break. Talk to you in a little bit.